Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a program unlike any other we've ever done. We'll start by hearing from a number of members of the cast of the upcoming Sam Shovel Private Eye, Double Trouble, written by Jane and Jim Jeffries, with special performances by Sue Orfield and Jordan Cox. It'll be performed on stage at Valley Brook at 412 South Barstow Street in downtown Eau Claire this coming Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. Tickets $10 at the door. It's a benefit for Feed My People Food Bank. And also, we'll talk about, amid higher autism rates, calls grow for community acceptance. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. For starters, Sam Shovel Private Eye, the fifth one of these comedy mysteries, is being performed, as we mentioned, this coming Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. at Valley Brook Church, the stage there in the remodeled Hollywood Theater at 412 South Barstow Street in downtown Eau Claire. Sue Orfield is the saxophonist extraordinaire, and not only her, but Jordan Cox has performed in one of these as well, and both of them are taking part in the Double Trouble performance. And during tonight's broadcast, you'll see what I mean by saxophonist extraordinaire, as we'll have musical interludes between some of these short vignette interviews with the various thespians of Sue Orfield and her wonderful saxophone playing ability. After rehearsal the other night, I talked with Sue and began by asking,
what do you think of this script?
Oh, it's fabulous. It's totally funny. Like, I'm going to have a hard time not laughing while we're doing this. That is true, actually.
Now you play your sax, I mean, all the time, great variety of locations. But, you know, this one works in a little bit of acting for you.
I know. That's terrifying. But I'll do my best.
And is it fun to have, I mean, with Jordan's involvement,
yeah,
too? And,
I think it's going to be a blast. So we don't know. We have not got, we're getting together tomorrow. So, but he's funny, and he's a great player, so it should be super fun.
Yeah.
Always a treat to hear the musical talents of Sue Orfield, and that will be certainly evident and on display at the Double Trouble, being performed this Thursday through Saturday night at 7, Valley Brook Stage, downtown Eau Claire, 412 South Barstow. $10 per ticket at the door, a benefit for Feed My People. I also talked to Matt Bear Tinberg, who's taking part in one of the key characters, Sergeant Sullivan. He started.
This is the fifth Sam Shovel, the fourth one for me. I've started out as Sergeant Sullivan and then moved on to different various characters in 2 and 3. And then they brought me back. They must have missed me terribly to bring me back. And I had the two Sullivan twins. So I'm really, really excited about this one. And it's been a great process the whole time.
I asked Matt Tinberg to talk more about the fact that this time around, he and Dawson Halverson perform as the Sullivan twins. What about that?
This is something we pitched them a couple times ago. You know, the obvious thing with being identical but not identical. So, and that kind of adds the hilarity of it or whatever. So, I brought Sergeant Sullivan to life. He took over and did a great job. And so, you know, bringing us kind of back together again is really awesome. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It is. It's fun. It's kind of a mystery, a comedy, and then the commercials, right?
Yeah, the commercials are definitely, you know, some of the best parts of it. You know, I don't know where these guys come up with some of these ideas for commercials, but they are hilarious. And you know, they kind of relate to back in the 30s and the 20s, and they're also relatable to now, you know, in modern times, too. Mm-hmm. So they kind of have a mishmash of all.
And it's for a great cause, Feed My People.
Oh, it's a wonderful cause, wonderful cause. Yeah, you know, we're not doing it up here to get rich. That's for sure. We're doing it because we love to do it. And, you know, if we can make some money to feed some people, that's even better.
Terrific. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Matt.
For the first time in the Sam Shovel series of plays, Paige Vasa will not be playing the lead, Sam Shovel. Instead, Anne Osberg steps into that role. I talked with her about it.
Filling in for Paige as Sam Shovel. I have big shoes to fill.
Oh, yeah, very big shoes, even though I'm a foot and a half taller. But still, she's always left a big impression of the performance. It's been really kind of great stepping into that role.
So what is that like, though? I mean, in terms of, I mean, it's a great honor and opportunity, and it's a great role, and yet at the same time, you know, it's like the female Bond or something, you know?
Right. Well, you have to, like, always honor the performer that came before you, so you have to, like, make sure that some of those echoes are still in there, but you also have to make the part yourself. And so it's been really fun kind of trying to find the balance between those two characters, her Sam versus my Sam. And I'm hoping that audience members who liked her Sam will also like mine and find stuff to connect to.
And the whole show, I mean, it's lighthearted and fun, and you put the commercials in too, right?
So. Oh, yes, the very fun, very funny, always that same Sam Shovel lighthearted spirit that audiences have come to expect. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to bring the next chapter.
And for a great cause, Feed My People.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm a big fan of Feeding the Hungry.
Michael Swebert, a science teacher at Eau Claire North, is a return performer to Sam Shovel. This is going to be his fourth production that he's been in. He plays as many as eight characters in the upcoming performances this coming Thursday through Saturday night at 7 at 412 South Barstow Street on the Valley Brook stage, performing Sam Shovel, Double Trouble.
A lot of fun, right? I mean, between...
Oh, absolutely. These shows are always a hoot and a half to be in. They're great.
Picture an old-time radio drama, right? We're pretending to be characters, so we're two levels deep in old-school radio drama, complete with musical interludes, commercial breaks, the whole nine.
You're a high school teacher by day at Eau Claire North. What do you teach?
I teach science, biology, and environmental science.
But you've got this whole other creative part that is... desiring to get out here.
Oh, yeah. We all need those outlets, you know? Yeah.
And you have a variety of voices that you've used the last show for people who saw you, and you call on those and some different ones here.
And a few more. Yeah, I've got a smorgasbord of different roles this time around. They say I'm all right at those voices, and no good deed goes unpunished.
Thanks. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Michael Swebert, so talented. We call him Schweebs. You don't want to miss him. Also, I did not catch up with Matt Kiskanis, but again, he too, like Michael Swebert, plays many, many roles in the Sam Shovel Double Trouble this Thursday through Saturday at Valley Brook Church at 412 South Barstow Street, downtown Eau Claire. You don't want to miss it. Clara Wilson as Nerdy McNerdy, funny as a mime, doesn't say a word, but tell you what, she'll get you laughing. And don't we need some lighthearted comedy in these difficult times in which we live? So some great performances to be had. And it's only $10. I caught up with Brad Henderson and asked him, is this his first Sam Shovel performance?
Yes. Yeah, I am a Sam Shovel newbie.
Okay. So how's it feel in terms of as we've run through a couple of times, give us kind of your overview?
I feel a little green, I got to tell you. Everybody seems to have a foot in the door already. So I feel like I'm playing a little catch-up, but... they've been very kind and brought me along, and it's been a great show. Everything's new and fresh, funny, so it's been a kick to get to hear everybody else's jokes.
And, you know, even tonight, kind of reading through, I'm like, the show, but then these commercials, I mean, there's just some of them may be the highlight.
The commercials, I think, are the reason why they wrote the show, actually. It's definitely one of the highlights. You get to break into odd characters and just poke fun at all the stuff that's happening around us today. And, they're real hoots. So that's definitely, I think, one of the highlights of the show. I also like being the announcer because I can just kind of play myself, and I get to let everything else that's funny happen around me. So just kind of stitching everything together is a great role to be able to play, too. And, it's been a real fun cast, so it's been great to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brad.
Yeah, you bet.
Dawson Halverson, who you hear weekday afternoons 2 to 6 on WWIV, and also every other Sunday, generally. He is in his fifth Sam Shovel. He's been there for each and every performance. In leading into my conversation with Dawson, I began by referencing my conversation with Matt Tinberg, who plays his brother.
He kind of reminded me that he started the Sergeant Sullivan.
That's right. Sam Shovel 1, he was Sergeant Sullivan, and then 2 through 4, I kind of made the role my own. And here we are, both of us playing dueling Sullivans, the Sullivan brothers, as it were, as he returns to the role. And Yeah, it's fun acting across from him as both of us give it our own little spin. Mm.
Can we look forward to more of those unique commercials you've had on WWE Women Wogo? You got something in the works?
I really should at this point. Yeah, I'll get to it. I'll throw up a little radio noir something to let the folks know Sam Shovel's returning to Valley Brook for a fifth time here in the spring of 2024. Mm-hmm. Love for folks to come out and support a great cause and have an evening out supporting some live theater.
Sam Spade. The hard-boiled private eye.
All across the gritty city, twins are going missing. Does our dashing detective dare double down to discover the depths of these duplicitous deeds? In the latest installment of Sam Shovel, Private Eye, local playwrights Jim and Jane Jeffries pastiche of Radio Noir, you can expect twice the laughs, twice the suspense, twice the price of tickets. Strike the last one. Starring Ann Osberg as Sam Shovel and the duo of WWIB's own Mark and Dawson Halverson. Featuring dual instrumental accompaniment from Sue Orfield and Jordan Cox, Sam Shovel Private Eye, Double Trouble. Tickets are $10 at the door, with all proceeds going to Feed My People Food Bank. Showtime 7 p.m. April 11th through the 13th at Valley Brook Church in downtown Eau Claire.
Scripps, America's leading detective fiction writer and creator of Sam's Shovel, A Hard-Boiled Private Eye.
So good, and yes, I guess I have failed to mention I'm in Sam Shovel for the second straight time. The ad announcer in four of the fine and funny ads. Dawson's sister, older sister, Evelyn Halverson, also is in some ads, but most notably plays Deborah Despot, and unlike many of us, has to memorize all of her lines, a lot of them.
I am so, so, so excited for this role. I've been working really hard to memorize my lines because the rehearsals are only slotted out with the assumption that, like all the other actors, don't have to memorize their lines, but I do. So I've been working on it a lot at home. But it's totally worth it to me. The fact that I get to move around freely on the stage, I love physical acting and blocking. And so it's my favorite role I've had in a Sam Shovel.
Describe your character kind of for people to understand.
Well, the Jeffries realized that something was lacking in their directorial skills, so they brought me on as the third director. So I'm the true director of the show, the one that's going on stage and really, really bringing out the best in the actors, making sure everything's running smoothly, I would say. It'd be an absolute train wreck without me, so I think they're really grateful to have me.
Is it challenging having the two sax players?
I love having the two sax players. I love how much I adore the one sax player, and I absolutely love how much the other sax player and I fight.
And then lastly, Double Trouble, people should come out, and just a lot of lighthearted fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you haven't seen a Sam Shovel before, this is the perfect Sam Shovel to get into it. Mm-hmm. If you have seen a Sam Shovel before, there are so many running jokes and references from past ones. It's so fun to see. The whole dynamic and plot is so interesting, and it's really funny.
Evelyn Halverson, Sam Shovel, Double Trouble, this Thursday through Saturday night at 7 each night at 412 South Barstow Street on the Valley Brook stage. Tickets just $10 at the door, a benefit for Feed My People Food Bank. And finally, the CDC says 1 in 36 children around the U.S. has autism spectrum disorder. Rates are much higher than a decade ago, and support organizations hope Wisconsin communities do more to make individuals feel welcome, including adults on the spectrum. This month of April is Autism Acceptance Month. Not only do advocates want to empower those with a diagnosis to live their fullest possible lives, but they also ask those around them to learn more about it. Katie Hess of the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin says there are some key practices to keep in mind.
Really what we're looking for is for people just to be open-minded and patient and understanding.
And that acceptance doesn't happen only at home or school. Workplaces are also encouraged to foster more inclusiveness, with nearly 60% of people with autism now employed after receiving vocational services. Their advocates say these individuals have many strengths, and asking them about their needs creates a better environment for them.
Symptoms of autism can vary widely for each person on the spectrum, including how they interact with others. Hess says whether the individual is considered high need or low need, having the public pay more attention to the evolution of this disorder is vital.
We're learning new information all the time. So certainly reach out to your local chapter at your Autism Society. Ask questions.
Hess's chapter will soon begin offering a training program to organizations about how to become more autism friendly. That includes being able to identify a person on the autism spectrum and how to best offer ways to help if they disclose their diagnosis. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. Again, recapping, we closed out with hearing from Katie Hess of the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin, saying amid higher autism rates, calls growing for community acceptance. And the bulk of the show, inviting you to Sam Shovel, Double Trouble, written by Jim and Jane Jeffries, this Thursday through Saturday night at 7 each night on the Valley Brook stage at 412 South Barstow Street. Tickets just $10 at the door, a benefit for Feed My People Food Bank. Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.